All right, normally we get this done in the 7 o'clock hour, but Scott's got meetings this morning, so we're up bright and early, all the way down live from Salinas, Kansas. Let's say good morning to Scott Ruzicka with Soother Feeds. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning again, guys and gals. Yeah, you know, it is kind of fun to do this. Who would have thought we could take care of our businesses between advertising and phones and marketing from being 200 some miles away? What a cool time and a cool thing for new technologies, right?
You bet.
Using them technologies now that I know how to turn a computer on. We're in good shape.
Yeah, so Scott, you're down there learning more about all the good stuff Soother Feeds does. And do you have any other guests that you rounded up this morning?
Well, I do. I actually managed to give Jeff Slichter, our marketing director with Soother Feeds, $20. So he's going to do it, but he's kind of scared.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Jeff, tell us about yourself and your position here with Soother.
Well, thanks, Scott. Yeah, intimidated. We got quite a star here in Scott Ruzicka, 20-some years on this station, and I know getting to listen to some of his commentary, I think somebody that sure is passionate about what he does, and we sure enjoy having him be part of Soother Feeds. I myself have been with Soothers for 28 years now, and really enjoyed the opportunity that we've had to grow as a company. And really, the focus has always been keeping our customers first. And when Scott came to us, he shared that same vision, and that's really what I think made our partnership a really good one. And continue to look forward to seeing what's over the next hill, what's the next need, or what's the next opportunity, and look forward to doing that.
Yeah, and Jeff, being in marketing, I know, like you said, that's something that changes about every day and every week, too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're, you know, one thing is constant, and that is change. And so whether we're in a drought or we're in the Garden of Eden with rain and moisture, it's, there's always a new challenge. And so what we try to do as a company and as a team is to, how do you prepare? You know, you set and you try to put plans together, and really that's just a process of taking what's available and making yourself aware of them. So as customer needs come up and demands and opportunities present themselves, you know, you've got a playbook, or you've got experiences that you can turn to and people you can turn to hopefully bring an answer. And that's really always been our goal, is try to help people overcome obstacles and meet the challenges that they're faced. And you know, with things always changing, there's always something new you can learn and something new that you can become better at.
Yeah, and Dr. Jim touched on it a little while ago, Jeff, but obviously you've got a great website at SootherFeeds.com, but he also mentioned make sure to follow Soother Feeds on Facebook, because, you know, if there's something that comes up that's, you know, right away, it's a great place just to kind of get some instant information, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, and that's been a part of what we've continued to do, is how do we get information out to producers. And you know, Scott can't be on every one of your locations all the time, but you know, that's one method. And so if you get a chance, look us up Soother Feeds on Facebook, and you'll sure see a lot of new information, a lot of the new research and things that Jim and his team are involved with, as well as you know, just management tips. You know, we're coming into the calving season, and so lots of times we'll share information about what producers are doing to help manage calf health. And sometimes it's just, you know, creating a calf zone. Sometimes it's feeding differently. It's not, you don't always have to buy something to get better at doing something. And so we try to not only give information, but also share ideas from others. We learn a lot from the ranchers we work with in all different parts of the U.S.
Right. And you know, one good thing, too, is on Facebook or even on your website, you can always email or contact him or message him. But, yeah, because we know right now we're dealing with a little bit different situation up here. When calving season hits with a couple of feet of snow on the ground, it's a little bit different here than it is down there in Kansas, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. But, you know, it's we're thankful for the moisture, and now we've got to learn how do we work through it.
Exactly.
You know, it's but you know, I think it's when you see those challenging times, that's when you need to look at who's in the boat or the foxhole with me, and you know, whether it's a nutrition question or how do I manage those first calf heifers to make sure we get good colostrum production so those calves get up and go, or maybe it's just how do I manage some of those challenging you know, health related issues in those calves. They're trying to get up and go in an environment that's cold, and hopefully at some point it'll be wet and muddy, and how do I get that done? And I know Scott's got a lot of experience there, but well, I think as a team we have a lot we can offer.
I'm going to cut back in here and get Jeff off because I happen to catch you guys, guys.
Okay.
If we got a minute or 30 seconds yet.
You bet.
Here's going to be Tim Suther. And Tim Suther and his brother own Suther's Feeds. And when do we actually get to sit and have that involvement with the owner? So I'm just going to let Tim introduce himself because I think it's such a powerful thing. Here you go, Tim.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, Tim. We're doing good. Good to have you on the radio. We've heard a lot about you. Scott's been bragging you up, so.
Well, hopefully it's good. But yeah, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to, you know, just give you a little info about Suther's. My father started the company in 1964, and my brother and I bought my father out, probably about 30 years ago. And we were 5, 6, 7 states at the time, and now we're close to 18 states. So we've been fortunate to be able to bring people like Scott on to the team and grow the company and do it right. And, yeah, we're having a lot of fun doing it.
You bet, yeah, and Tim, like we said, Suther Feeds, family owned. But boy, you've got great representatives. Like I said, all in all the different states that you serve, don't you?
We do, and we try to keep that family owned idea running with the company. We, you know, if someone has a problem or has an issue, you know, they can not only visit with the sales rep, whether it's Scott or whoever, but they can call the owners and visit with them. So we really like to stay active with the customers. And you know, years ago, my dad said, "Never lie to a customer if there's an issue, because if you do, 6 months or 12 months or whatever from now, you're going to have to remember what you lied about." And so we take that to heart. So there's been times where we have messed up and we owned up to it. And so that's just the philosophy that we try to carry.
Yeah, and that's the kind of service. I know people get up here from Scott Rozichka and all the other representatives of Suther Feeds, and that's why it's great to deal with people like this. So, and it looks like you guys are having some really good informational sessions down there in Kansas, aren't you?
We are. It's good and nice to bring everyone in, and the camaraderie that all of our sales representatives have with each other. They, you know, they throw a lot of stuff off of each other, different ideas. And, you know, one may say, you know, "Hey, I'm trying to get this done. How do you go about it?" And so, yeah, it's a lot of great information.
All right, Tim, anything else before we let you go this morning?
That's it. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Well, we're glad to finally get you on here. Like we said, Scott's talked a lot about Suther Feeds and you guys, and we're glad to visit with you guys all the way, even when you're all the way down there in Kansas. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Tim. All right, Scott. Anything else this morning?
No, I think we are doing good. I definitely want to thank you and Mike and everybody for making this happen this morning. What a great way to bring a podcast or a live radio show out into the masses and help our customers, help our clients, past, present, and future, know who we're working with, know who we're going to. So once again, just remind everybody to come down to the KBRX Farm and Home Show next week and visit with me at the Suther Feeds booth. We'll have, and we can go over the Game Changer and the LS201 like Dr. Jim talked, and just get a good feeling. Bring your water sample, bring your hay sample,
and we can start there and start the conversation on moving forward with all the snow and scours and just a lot of great information. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Scott, and if they want to get a hold of you again, 402-358-2083. Text that number today. You might be in a few meetings, but you'll get right back with them just as soon as you have an opportunity.
That's right. That's right. We'll be heading back, 12:30 or so, or whenever Dr. Dennis decides to quit talking, and we will be heading north. We'll get him for a different live show sometime, see what we can do there. But you bet. That sounds good. Everybody stay safe. That's my time. I truly appreciate yours. This is Scott Rosicka with Soother Feeds, 402-358-2083.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Long.